The U.S. military says all 17 people aboard a helicopter that crashed yesterday in Afghanistan may have been killed. If that's confirmed, it would be the deadliest incident for American forces in Afghanistan. The military says the Chinook helicopter had come under hostile fire. Details are still a little unclear. The U.S. says severe weather and the isolated, rugged terrain have hampered efforts to reach the crash site. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The CH-47 helicopter crashed in an area near the Afghan-Pakistani border that's been the scene of increasing hostilities between coalition troops and remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Defense officials in Washington, who asked not to be identified, say that at the time of the crash, the helicopter was transporting special operations forces, including Navy SEALs. At a news conference today in Kabul, U.S. military spokesman Colonel James Yonts said the helicopter was participating in Operation Red Wing, an effort to clean out enemy fighters when it came under attack near Assadabad in Kunar province.
Coalition troops on the ground in this area came in contact with enemy forces and requested additional forces to be inserted into this operation.
Colonel Yonts says the CH-47 helicopter responded to the request for reinforcements.
As it was approaching its landing zone, it took on indirect fire and small arms fire from the enemy in the area.
Later in the day, General Peter Pace, who's been nominated as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, offered a little more information in his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We think it was a rocket-propelled grenade, sir, but not 100% sure, and that will come out in time as we're able to get to the scene and do the investigation required.
Under questioning by Committee Chairman John Warner, a Virginia Republican, Pace gave a positive assessment of Afghanistan's steps toward political and economic reconstruction. But Pace said he remains very concerned about the thriving drug trade in Afghanistan and the remnants of the Taliban,
who suffered a severe blow during the last election, and know that the next blow to them is coming on September 18th when the Afghans vote again. So we are probably going to see an increased attempt on the part of the Taliban to cause death and destruction between now and September 18th.
The last 3 months have brought a significant increase in fighting along Afghanistan's eastern border. Thomas Gutierrez, director of the Center of Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska, agrees that the renewed fighting is related to the September elections. But he also points out that summer weather has exacerbated a very serious problem, militants crossing back and forth into Afghanistan from neighboring Pakistan. Gutierrez says the U.S. does not have enough troops to police the border.
The border of Afghanistan is as long as the line from Omaha to Boston, 1,500 miles, and those people who are involved in the attacks are coming from inside Pakistan into Afghanistan and have Pakistan still as a refuge.
Gutierrez says that Pakistan's government has made some efforts to police the border but could do a lot more if various elements within the government could agree that helping to stabilize Afghanistan is in Pakistan's interests.
These things still have not been cleaned up inside Pakistan and remain a major source of these problems that we keep reading about that are occurring in Afghanistan.
The border problem has become a source of increasing tensions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Some senior Afghan officials have accused Pakistan of being complicit in the attacks inside Afghanistan. Pakistan vehemently denies it. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.